Thank you, Jesus. This is Wednesday evening, 5:24:23. And this is part six of the One True God. All right. We're going to be looking at an interesting name of God tonight. Maybe one that you've never considered, and the name is Jealousy. All right, Exodus 20. Verse 5. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. All right, right here in verse 4, well, 3. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that's in heaven above, that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. So he's jealous. He's a jealous God. All right, with that, turn to Exodus 34. Verse 14. For thou shalt worship no other God. That's little g. For the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Jealous there means envious. All right, Deuteronomy 4:24. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. Turn over to next chapter, verse 9. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them. Now it's talking about thou shalt, you know, same as we just read in Exodus about not bowing down to other gods. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I am the Lord thy God, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. All right, 6:15 of Deuteronomy. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from off the face of the earth. We know what happens eventually for those who do it, right? Okay, Joshua 24. Just laying a little foundation here on this, what I'm going to be talking about. Joshua 24:19. And Joshua said unto the people, ye cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. 20. For ye forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that he hath done you good. He's not only jealous, but he also will take vengeance. Belongs to him. Okay, jealousy here means angry. Angry. You want to make God angry? That's the way to do it. All right. I believe this is Ezekiel here. This is Ezekiel 39. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, now will I bring again the captivity of Jacob and have mercy upon the whole house of Israel and be jealous for my holy name. Nahum 1, verse 2. God is jealous, and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. It says here, the Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm and the clouds with the dust of his feet. Zechariah 1:14. So the angel that communed with me said unto me, Cry thou, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy. All right, Zechariah 8:2. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I was jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I was jealous for her with great fury. All right, we're going to look at a New Testament scripture. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Starting with verse 14. It says, Wherefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men, judge ye what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, being many, are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. Behold, Israel, after the flesh, are not they which eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? What say I then, that the idol is anything, or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God, and I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? All right, I'm going to read you some things here. We live in a New Age society. It has penetrated everywhere. I'm going to show you what I mean by that. You recognize it from now on, and we'll be able to eradicate it from your life. You'll be able to pick up on it really quickly because it's coming out of every sector. There was a short TikTok video on Sherry Ray yesterday, Telegram, that caught my interest. It is two men talking about an FBI document, 6751. I looked it up. It happened to be a JFK declassified document, but it only had the cover pages. It didn't have the information in it. All right. I went there and all I saw was the cover page. This is what they had to say about this document. This man is saying entities are not aliens. Now, this has been a declassified document that our government declassified, and they know the truth about these entities. Huh? Entities are not aliens, but demons. Interdimensionals. That's the same word the Lord gave me. They're interdimensionals. Crossing over the ethereal plane. People can pass over to the ethereal plane by remote viewing. Now, you're going to recognize these terms because you've heard them if you listen to many truthers. The remote viewing, channeling, astral projection, drugs, and probably other methods. How many well-known truther programmers with huge platforms that say they're Christians are involved in this? I can count on one hand the ones I listen to that don't. All right. This is the direct link to 5D ascension. It's a cult. It's New Age. It's not what's really going to happen. It's not God's doing anything. It's demonic. These galactic, benevolent beings are not as they pose themselves to be. This hurts me to hear this because these people are duped and they are duping others. Some of them have thousands and thousands and thousands of followers. They have tarot card readers on their show. They have psychics like Carrie Cassidy. I'm sorry, Lord, I shouldn't have mentioned her name. Forgive me for saying her name. I'm going to try my best not to mention any names. We need to pray for these people that they'll have an awakening. All right. I believe this is what happens when people have Alien abductions. They pass to the ethereal plane. Some people call it the astral plane, which they say is a different thing. But these men are saying, these two different men, they're saying that's what's happening. They're passing over into another world because of what they have subjected themselves to, whether it be something they're viewing that puts them in a place for the Satan to come in and deceive them, and they really think they've had an alien abduction and they've done all of these things. Now, you know, they describe in full detail all the things they see in this other realm and how real it is. Now you know why. All right. Remember the young man that was messing with the Bigfoot? He was in Bigfoot territory. He was tracking the Bigfoot. He was trying to live among them and try to study them. Well, he woke up in the middle of the night with an alien gray on top of him. He said it was the most horrible thing I'd ever seen with these jagged, awful teeth. He's a Catholic young man, didn't know anything about the blood of Jesus, but he called out to God and the thing jumped off of him and walked off and disappeared. See, he's messing with stuff he didn't need. See, the Bigfoot. See, I used to be fascinated with them. And I'd listen to the lady that feeds them and does all this stupid stuff. And this woman's read, there was a book that came out that I have, that this man said he saw one of these Bigfoot and an alien gray come through a portal. He tells people that have had these visitations to use the name of Jesus. Put as many lights around your house as you can and use the name of Jesus and they'll go away. What does that tell you? Where they're from and what all this is about? Okay. All right. Remote viewing is another way to get to the ethereal plane. Some of our special forces are trained in this stuff. Navy SEALs, they remote view. Some Christian programmers that are known all over the world, huge platform, and I won't say their name, they remote view. I've heard this certain one talk about being in a certain place and just, he's envisioning, which is remote viewing, he's envisioning and he's there. What's happening? That's that astral projection. It's all new age. Remote viewing is clairvoyance or ESP. Harper's Encyclopedia of Mystical and Paranormal Experience defines remote viewing as seeing remote or hidden objects clairvoyantly with the inner eye or in an alleged out-of-body experience. Channeling or spirit guide, that's what channeling is. It's someone guiding people through channeling. There's lots of channelers out there, tarot card readers, everything. You know, all part of, oh yes, this is God. Yeah. As a channeler, it's a bridge is built to the higher realms. A loving, caring, purposeful collection of higher consciousness that has been called God, all that is, or the universal mind, or are we here? Source. It involves consciously shifting your mind and mental space in order to achieve an expanded state of consciousness. It has nothing to do with the spirit. Being translated in the spirit is a different thing. How they start off by dabbling where they should not be dabbling and they are enticed from the one true God and a demonic entity begins to lie to them. Nothing has changed from Genesis 3, has it? The same seduction is going on. And the avenues that they are doing, it might be sexual sin. It might be a vice that someone has, a addiction, you know, drugs or alcohol or whatever. Maybe is the inroad in. I don't know. But we have these people talking about it like it's all God. What's so concerning to me about is the majority believe this. That say they're Christians, but they're Christians that probably have not really been taught In fact, when I was doing this research, there were people talking about, oh yeah, I'm a Christian, I use tarot cards and all, blah, blah, blah. You know, God used a prophet to do this and do that. I'm thinking, yeah, maybe so in the old covenant, but God didn't use witchcraft, and God doesn't use it today, for sure. He uses the spirit. People are so messed up, they don't know. All right, Ephesians 4:27. It just says, neither give place to the devil. What is place there? It means traducer. A traducer. This is what a traducer is. To make false or malicious statements. See, the devil's a liar. He uses trickery just like he did with Eve. All right, we're going to look at a few scriptures. Revelation 12:9. It says here, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. This is what we're dealing with, y'all. People give place to the devil in many ways. Things they listen to. Yeah. As I go on further here, you're going to see, you know, there's lots of avenues for that to happen. All right, go to 1 Samuel. This is a story that y'all are well aware of. I've read it before. Saul was king, and he had forbidden witchcraft, witches. He cleansed the land of all of it. This is 1 Samuel 28. But he turned from God, was no longer following God, so God was no longer answering him. So he went to the witch of Endor. All right, 28:6. And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by the prophets. Then said Saul unto his servant, seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. I'm telling you, it was not Samuel who come up. It was a familiar spirit. What are familiar spirits? Well, Brother Hagin gave the, it's just they're familiar with people. They hang around people and they're familiar with people and how they act and they do things from generation to generation. Like, for instance, you know, something, well, my grandpa had it and my, you know, my dad had it, and now I have it, and, you know, just a mess. Yeah. Hath a familiar spirit that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, behold, there's a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor. And Saul disguised himself and put on his raiment, and he went and two men with him. And they came to the woman by night, and he said, I pray thee, divine unto me. Isn't that what a tarot card does? You're divining. Or a Ouija board. Divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up whom I shall name unto thee. And the woman said unto him, behold, thou knowest what Saul hath done, how he hath cut off off those that have familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. Wherefore, then layest thou a snare for my life to cause me to die. And Saul sware to her by the Lord, saying, as the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing. Then said the woman, whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said bring me up Samuel. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spake to Saul, saying, why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. So we already know what Samuel said to him, or the familiar spirit said to him. It's like people having seances, in essence, is what he did. They call up their dead relative or something like that. Remember the Long Island Medium, that show that was on several years ago and got to where this kind of stuff is coming on channels like Lifetime and different kind of stuff. People are just flocking to it because they were so accurate. Well, demons know things. You know that? They know things. They're familiar. So it convinces you. They're so familiar that they think, well, it has to be them. They know everything. Yeah, right. All right. Life, Hope, and Truth website says this: people who engage in channeling sessions are being deceived by the manifestations and words that appear to be coming from those who have died. And it's a familiar spirit. Yeah. All right, look at Psalms chapter 6, verse 5. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? So that dead person is not coming up. It ain't happening. So don't let anybody tell you otherwise. They're dealing with a familiar spirit. Oh yeah, my great Aunt Bessie comes and visits me. Like Hillary Clinton. Who was it that they said Hillary Clinton comes and visit Hillary Clinton? There was some spirit, some past president's wife or something that come to visit her and spoke to her. Familiar spirit. Yeah. All right, Ecclesiastes 9. This is serious, people. I'm going, Lord, they've just taken the devil's bait, hook, line, and sinker. All right, Ecclesiastes 9:5. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. In other words, they're not coming up and speaking. You can't just pull them up anytime you want out of the grave. Verse 10, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. Ecclesiastes.
What chapter?
9. Through channeling, many who are sick and grieving or just curious are communicating with evil spirits. Okay. Now we're going to look at some New Testament scriptures. James 4:7. I'm saying today, don't put yourself in a place to be enticed. This is James 4:7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Hang with His word. I don't care what anybody says. James 4, and therefore to God, resist the devil. See, the problem is they're letting go of the word. They're submitting themselves to the devil and resisting God and what they're doing. And they're duping so many people. Resist the devil, he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. 1 Peter chapter 5. That's why when I come across somebody and they start spouting that stuff, I immediately start saying, no. Lord, open their eyes that they can see that they're being duped by the devil. 1 Peter 5:6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Did I read y'all 2 Corinthians? Let me see if I read that a while ago. 2 Corinthians 2. No, I don't think I did. All right, 2 Corinthians 2:11. This teaching, and not all of it, but a lot of it's been sitting over there on my by my computer for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And I had all the scriptures that's in the Old and New Testament on witchcraft and all this kind of stuff. Just waiting for the Lord to put it together for me, and then bam, it just like it came together. All right, 2 Corinthians 2:11. Lest Satan should get advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. I told you. Like gone with when I done, I told you and I told you. All right, Ephesians 5:11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. You know what? I don't care if people get mad. I do not care. I feel like just getting up in some of their faces and say, what do you think you're doing? Gosh, to be responsible for someone going to hell for something that you spoke and said. Enticed by the devil. All right, 2 Thessalonians. Don't let it get past you. Don't let people get away with it in your presence when they start that stuff. You need to get back to the Word of God. The Word of God forbids that. And you need to go check that out. I don't know who you're listening to, but I wouldn't listen to them anymore. People are listening to the wrong stuff. All right, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 9. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness of them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Right here. And this, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. For 2 or 3 days I've had him just... It's come up to me that a certain ex-president, if you want to put a name to the Antichrist, I believe that's him. Because he has done all this stuff we're dealing with now, we have that to thank for it. Whatever that is. The closest thing we've ever had to it. All right, Revelation 13. And yes, he's Hitler's grandson. He's Hitler's grandson. All right. I know the Lord told me Antichrist rises up out of Germany. All right, Revelation 13, 11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him. You know, the Vatican, all of our lives, it's always been the Catholic Church was this big Ephesus that was above all churches and above everything, was so exalted. And it's Antichrist. Probably, there's probably as many Catholics as there is any other kind of religious group in the world today. Of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And we know what the deadly wound was, that wall after World War II that was built, the Berlin Wall. Germany. And who helped take down that wall? H.W. Bush and Gorbachev. They let the beast loose again. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do. This weather warfare technology that people think these are this happening, that happening, and it's them doing it. And he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image of the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their foreheads, and no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark of the number of the beast or the number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for his number it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. So this is a natural man working a natural system. And I want to make some comments here. All right. Well, let me read this, the other two scriptures, and then I will get into it. Revelation 19, 20. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Huh? Okay, 1 Timothy 4. Verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some should depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Have you ever seen anything like it other than this day? There's always been these things around, but not like we were talking about, through a certain AC that opened a Pandora's box and let out this stuff on the earth like we've never seen before. Seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Speaking lies and hypocrisy. Having their conscience seared with a hot iron. And some believe he's in the basement advising at this point still. We'll see. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused but be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. Speaking the lies and hypocrisy. They couldn't tell the truth to save their life. We were lied to for 8 solid years. They lived a lie in the highest place in our land. Just think about the word channel. Think about it. Sound familiar? What channels do you like to watch? The television. This is their method. How do you think people are seduced? There's the method. The image of the beast. Any channel you choose, their brainwashing is there. Any channel you choose, whether it's commercials or whatever. If you think you're not getting subliminal messages because of what channels you listen to, think again. What happens when you sit down to watch anything? It's bombardment. Bang, 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 bang. Buy this medicine. Buy this drug. Oh, you better go see about this symptom. You know, this doctor. That's what it's all about. It is absolute, total propaganda. That's why you watch 5 minutes of programming and 10 minutes of commercials. All right. Ever heard of the Pied Piper? What happened with the Pied Piper? He played his flute, and all the mice left the town, followed the Pied Piper. Well, right here. That's how he's used his method to dupe all the sheep, like the Pied Piper. Channeling, ornamentation with flutes. That's what channeling means, ornamentation with flutes. That's what the Pied Piper did. Played a certain tune, and all the mice followed him. Get on your channels. You're just sucked in. It reminds me of the movie, the Batman movie with the Riddler, where people sat in front of their TV sets and it was sucking their brains out. They were like zombies, led to this as a sheep to the slaughter. The practice of professing or professedly entering a meditative or trance-like state in order to convey a message from a spiritual guide. I didn't write this stuff. All right, now you understand why the masses are asleep. This is scary stuff. Complete and total brainwashing. All right. Another inroad is the astral projection, out-of-body experiences like alien abductions. I remember hearing one of my granddaughters that had a friend that told her every time her friend did drugs, the devil showed up. She went into that other realm. Now you know why the big drug push, big pharma, and now you know the big drug cartels and all the mass drugs coming through an open border and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. Big pharma, drug cartels, it goes on and on. All right. Leviticus 19:26. Ye shall not eat anything with the blood, neither shall ye use enchantment nor observe times. All right, we're going to look at that. 2 Kings 21:6. Somebody that I've listened to just because they kind of bring the news. When they start their crap, I usually exit. But he was on with one of the tarot card readers, and as he's giving his intel, she's pulling cards and confirming what he's saying. Dear God, it would be laughable if it wasn't so sick. All right, 2 Kings 21, verse 6. And he made his sons, this is Manasseh, he made his sons pass through the fire and observed times and used enchantments and dealt with familiar spirits and wizards. He wrought with much wickedness in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. 2 Chronicles 33, that 6 is also, a lot of times in the Kings, there'll be another account in the Chronicles. So it's the same thing, 2 Chronicles 33, 6. Many years ago, I asked the Lord about extraterrestrials, and this is what he said. This is what he said. They are interdimensionals. They've learned to open portals. Well, they do it by seducing people. He also said that the ETs were demonic in origin. Well, I know someone, and he's, like I said, he's probably one of the biggest programmers, truthers out there, that he has people working with him all over the world through his intel. And he can describe in detail, he's seen all the planets, he's been to this planet, he's been to that planet, he's done all this stuff. And he's like Men in Black. Everywhere he goes, he sees the aliens walking around and all these different creatures and all kinds of stuff. And he's a Christian. No, he's been seduced to the dark side. He believes he had a vision from God and God showed him all this stuff. Well, he had a vision from little g, not big G. And he's so sincere, but he's just sincerely off course. I'd rather have no intel if I had to go to that source to get it. All right. Deuteronomy 18. The only way I know is for us to be bold, to just stop people in their tracks. Maybe I might look into getting some tracks for the occult. Maybe some stuff that's more, because today we're dealing with a lot of new age type of stuff. Maybe I'll get some things that we can maybe hand out to people, because it just, got to do something. All right, this is 18:9. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer, for all that do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God, for these nations which thou shalt possess, hearken unto observers of times and unto diviners, but as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee so to do. I don't care how popular it is. What's wrong with the church? There ain't no teaching, I know that. Not much. Now, the ones that are sticklers against it are the ones that are so rapture crazy, you can't even get their attention about, why don't you do something here instead of waiting to escape? All right. When the entity was recovered from the Roswell incident, he lived for about 5 years. One of his outstanding attributes was that he lied about everything. He couldn't save his life. He couldn't tell the truth to save his life. Who does that sound like? His father, the devil? No truth in him? He was true to his nature. He lied. I forget his name, anyway. It's what the movie E.T. was about. All right, divining is another avenue into that realm. I believe tarot cards would come under this, along with psychics, mediums, and Ouija boards. Paul confronted the spirit of divination in Acts 16, the slave girl. She was a soothsayer. All right. Well, I got here, Joshua. Let's look at that. Joshua 13:22. Soothsayer. They just put new terms to it to make it sound like it's something new, but it isn't. It's the same old devil doing the same old thing that he's done from the garden. I was telling Danny that I was listening to Phil. I don't know if you heard his live the other night. Anyway, it was about the galactics. You know, he's talking about flat earth and, you know, and I shot a question when he said that, I just put there, they're demons. Well, he saw it and he commented, oh, they're demons. Well, he said, well, possibly, could be. Now, he doesn't push any of that stuff. He doesn't do any of that stuff. He knows about flat earth, and he knows it's all a big fat lie. All this galactic stuff and all this mess from aliens and all this kind of, he knows it's just a lie. And I think that's why he's gotten crossways with so many programmers, is because most of them believe all the galactic garbage. All right, Joshua 13:22. Balaam, also the son of Beor, the soothsayer, did the children of Israel slay with the sword among them that were slain by them. Now we know who Balaam is. He's the one that one minute he was listening to the Lord, the next minute he was hearing a familiar spirit. The Lord said, don't go with them, don't mess with them. And he went with them and messed with them. He tried to get his attention, you know, on the donkey. Yeah. He ended up dying over that. God is not pleased with all this. He's a jealous God. He sees his people, his church, filled with all these doctrines of devils. Hebrews 13:9 says, be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines. Well, it's the last days. I wrote this down. You know that the military knows, or some of them do, what these entities are. I've seen several documentaries that these military men, one of them, someone went to him and said, I'm seeing these saucers, I'm seeing these all these things happening. The commanding officer said, don't pursue it. He said, why not? He said, we know what they are. He said, what are they? He said, they're demons. Leave them alone. So some military know. Oh God, we pray that the right ones are leading the pack, right?
They have to have the final say. I believe Donald Trump knows about it. In fact, I've even heard him ask the question if he believed in ETs, and he said no. Aliens, no. See, they know. So how this other stuff gets so rampant, I guess it's just Satan's attempt to try to get as many Christians and people that thought they were following the truth off course. All right. We must speak. When we speak, make sure you do. Lord, thank you for showing our military, the ones that are in charge, the truth of your word. Help them to follow you. This is your plan. This isn't the devil's plan. He does not win. He loses. Yeah. See, the thing is, some of these people that have their websites and their programs, they have inside military sources. And some of these military intel sources are spouting this garbage. Not all of them, but some of them are. All right? I think that's all on that subject. Anyway, our God is jealous, and there will be no other God before him. It's not going to wash. Well, Lord, I just didn't know. Well, I told you in my word. So we need to pray for these people. I've been praying for that Captain Kyle, and I have been praying for others that I have heard say things because they have a lot of followers that, Lord, you will knock them off their donkey if you have to, so that they'll wake up to the fact that they're being duped. They're believing. Some evidently they've gone to the ethereal plane and they've seen things and they think it's real. And it's demonic. I just wanted to make you aware of that so that you can begin to speak towards that. And when you hear people talking like that, even if they don't hear you, you can speak against that and ask, you know, break the power of darkness off of their minds and command the light to come to them so they can see the truth. See, that's, you know, Phil, a few weeks ago, he made the statement that as we get closer to the finish of all of this, that there's going to be less and less truthers out there, and there's just going to be a few, so that there's not all this many voices going out there. Because we all need to be saying the same thing. Okay.